We're talking today with Park Ribble, who is with the Homeland Stores in Oklahoma, the state of Oklahoma, based in Oklahoma City. And Park, you and your organization, Homeland, have been honored this year by the cattle industry with what they call their Beefbacker Award. Tell me a little bit about you know, first of all, Homeland obviously is a uniquely Oklahoma company.
That's correct. Homeland, our official title is called HAC Inc., which stands for Homeland Acquisition Corp. We've been in business as Homeland Acquisition Corp. for about 8 years, is what it is. And what I do perishables with Homeland and United Stores.
Okay, so did Homeland actually acquire the United Stores at some point?
Yes, we did. In January of 2008, we purchased 22 United Stores, and we also have 3 stores in Lawton called Country Marts. So in our total company, we have about 75 stores.
Okay, is that pretty much all Oklahoma, right?
That's correct. We have we have 1 store in southern Kansas, and the rest of the stores are all in Oklahoma.
Okay. Now, as you think about your meat buying decisions and how you try to serve your customers, your clients that are coming in on a regular basis, how does beef figure into your equation? How do you try to present it, and how important is it to your stores?
Oh, it's the most important commodity in the store. Beef is about 50% of our total fresh meat sales, so beef is very, very important, and customers are passionate about beef. You know, you can put other proteins out for them, but beef is really what they're looking for. Most people in Oklahoma will eat beef 2 to 3 times a week, sometimes more often, and pork perhaps once a week, and chicken you might get once or twice a week, but beef is typically the center of the plate.
Do you offer just a single choice as far as beef products are concerned, or are you trying to offer a couple of different tiers of products?
Well, we actually we have our own brand of beef, and that's part of why we're here today for the Beefbacker Award. We branded our beef 2 years ago. We started the process 2 years ago and worked with Cargill to develop a program called Red River Ranch Angus Beef. We sell Red River Ranch Angus Beef to as our general beef program. It's a very good, guaranteed tender product, generally tender. And then we also offer prime beef in some of our stores. We've actually dabbled in dry-aged beef. We have dry-aged beef now in 4 locations.
Now, as you've actually tried to develop this Red River brand, tell me a little bit about that whole process.
Well, we partnered with Cargill. A fellow named Dr. Glenn Dozal developed this program at Cargill. And what it is a process where they select the cattle. They use electrostimulation in certain parts of the animal to increase the tenderness, and it gives you a more consistent product. And we guarantee that the product will be tender. We actually add an aging program to it in our stores. We age it. We age it a minimum of 14 days from the date it's processed in the plant to our stores. We age it 14 days, so you know it's at optimal age. And the tenderness process that Cargill's brought to the table gives us a pleasant eating experience.
As you've brought this online and have really got it up to speed, what are you hearing from your consumers?
Well, one thing we did, developed a website. We have a Red River Ranch Angus website, redriverranchangus.com, and you can go there and you can actually print off a coupon and come to our stores and use that coupon. Well, that coupon, last year we redeemed somewhere in the neighborhood of 42,000 coupons, people that are buying our beef and also repeating. So we get quite a few hits on our website and then repeat customers by buying our product. And we get a tremendous amount of feedback on our Homeland website saying the customers like the product.
Where do you see the meat case going as far as in stores like Homeland? How is it going to evolve over the next 4 or 5 years, you think?
Well, what I see us as an independent grocery chain, that's what we are. We have 75 stores. Beef and having meat cutters on hand is very important. You know, one of the biggest operators in the state, they package a product somewhere else and ship it in. The one-on-one personal connection between our meat cutters and the consumers is very important. So I don't see that piece changing over the next few years. I think that as our big box competitors continue to grow, they'll eat away at some of that business, but we have that one-on-one connection with our customers that I think is very important.